Welcome back to SaskTel Center. First intermission of Game 1 of the Best of 7 Eastern Conference Final between the Saskatoon Blades and the Moose Jaw Warriors. This is The Other Side, a presentation of Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon and area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. I'm joined by the head coach of the Moose Jaw Warriors, Mark O'Leary. Mark, it's Game 1. It's been a little bit of a wait. I know on the Blade side they kind of wish that they could have started this series early, but the league won't allow that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, we felt similar. I think we welcomed the rest early on, and we had some real good practices, but we feel fresh, and we're ready to go.
And what do you hope to see out of your team? It's already happened, of course, because we're talking this is going to play in the first intermission, but beforehand, what are you hoping you'll see from your team in the first 10 minutes?
Well, just getting to our game in a hurry. I think that has nothing to do with results, whether we get scored on or we score a goal, but it's about playing the right way, get everybody involved, playing with energy and enthusiasm, and certainly playing with what we expect.
And don't ease into it.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think that there's any reason to do that. I know the energy will be there. I know our guys, like Saskatoon, they're chomping at the bit, they're ready to go. So when you have energy, when you have enthusiasm, it's hard not to just go full throttle.
Both these teams, 8-1 in the playoffs for the first two rounds. You beat Brandon in four straight, Swift Current in five. People from the outside look at that and go, 8-1, geez, you guys had it easy. There's nothing easy about the playoffs. I don't care who you're playing against.
No, that's for sure. And I think the Swift Current series is a perfect example of that. The couple lopsided wins for both teams early on, but it was a hard-fought series. Every game came down to the wire, and I think it was good for our group. There was lead changes, lots of emotional highs, emotional lows, but I thought we did a real good job of just staying even keel and sticking with our game plan.
Here's the other oversimplification that a lot of people from the outside would take looking at this series. They'll say, okay, Moose Jaw's got 47 goals in 9 games. The Blades have only allowed 18 in 9 games. So this is going to be a battle between a really good offensive team against a really good defensive team. I think the Blades like to think they've got some offense, and I know you like to think you've got a decent defensive team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the numbers are what they are, but the way that I look at it is, I think both our teams bring the best out in the other. We've had some nights where goals are going in at both ends, and certainly we've had some games where the goaltenders are shining bright. So, at the end of the day, it's just about playing your game, doing what you do well, and some nights it's going to be filling the net as much as you can, and some nights it's going to be bunkering down and making sure you're not giving up the next one.
I'm, again, looking at numbers, and you had the best power play in the league during the regular season. The numbers don't say that in the postseason. Is it just a matter of things aren't going in, goaltenders are doing pretty well, and you're pleased that you're getting momentum off of power plays?
Yeah, I think it was more about the stretch early on. That's dictated the numbers where they're at. I think our power play has been good of late, certainly some timely goals. And you could say the same thing about our penalty kill. Sometimes it's about when you get that kill, and game to game, and that sort of thing. So we expect special teams to be a big part of this series. It usually is against Saskatoon, but we know their special teams is one of their biggest assets.
So without giving away the state secrets, what's the ultimate key to success for the Moose Jaw Warriors in this series?
I think just sticking with what we do well. I think sometimes in playoffs, certainly it's important to prepare against your opponent and try to take away what they do well. But at the end of the day, it's their job to stop you. And I think if you lose sight of what your game is all about. So again, like we talked about with our start, we just want to get to our game and do it to the best of our abilities.
Mark, thank you for the time. We wish you all the best this evening.
All right, thanks, Les.
Mark O'Leary is the head coach of the Moose Jaw Warriors, joining me on The Other Side, brought to you by Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon and area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. Stay tuned. Highlight montage coming up next, along with the game summary, including the Precon Limited shot clock. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Playoff Hockey on CJWW.